You're listening to Ear Candy on Local FM. I'm Mark O'Connor. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get right to the music. This one here is from the Golden Dogs. It's called Permanent Record. You don't want to get anything on your permanent record now, do you?
Sometimes it puts their face in the ground, and when nobody's watching, they can tear it all down. Friend or foe, 'cause I can be either one, but if they come at me, then they better all run. The wood's all soaking so the fire won't burn. Now I keep talking, but you never learn. The cut's too deep and so the wound won't heal. You won't keep nothing, you don't keep nothing by keeping it real. Long tooth time is marching on as I sing. Just cut me down the middle and count my rings. Can't keep nothing, best to leave it alone. You die naked and they burn up your bones. Wood's all soaking so the fire won't burn. Now I'd keep talking but you never learn. The cut's too deep and so the wound won't heal. You won't keep nothing, you don't keep nothing by keeping it real. What's the point in wishing there was somewhere to go, if when you get there you can't let anyone know? When my time comes, I won't be leaving this earth, and what I've done for people will determine my worth. The wood's all soaking so the fire won't burn. Now I'd keep talking but you never learn. The cut's too deep and so the wound won't heal. You won't keep nothing, you don't keep nothing by keeping it real. The wood's all soaking so the fire won't burn. Now I'd keep talking but you never learn.
That is the Bare Naked Ladies singing Keeping It Real. And that's what we're doing here on Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. We're broadcasting on a local FM. And before that particular tune, we heard Ritual Dance. That's the Sam Roberts Band off of their record Terraform. And then we heard at the top of the show a track called Permanent Record. Ooh, reminds you of school days, doesn't it? And if you did something wrong, you could get it put on your permanent record. Off of their record, Coat of Arms. You may be listening to the show elsewhere in the country, and if you are, I just want to welcome you to the show as well. Might be a different place, different time. Could be Sydney, could be in Simon Fraser, could be Lethbridge, could be up the road at CHSR in Fredericton. And no matter where you are, I hope you're going to enjoy the show. So that one's sort of like a little pop rock set. And we're going to move on to something a little more Beatlesque, I guess, for lack of a better word. That word gets overused in pop, but you might see why I relapsed into using that particular term. We've got a track here from Benji Hughes off of his record, I Love Extreme, Disc 2. This one is all about the girl in the tower here on Ear Candy.
I had a dream last night about when you were mine. The streets ran red with blood. It mixed into the mud. You were a chambermaid in Spain. mystical power coming for you, ready or not. Nothing's gonna stop my sword from swinging through anyone between me and you. Coming for the girl in the tower, for the one that brings the king down to his knees and drives me crazy with her mystical power.
Would you care to sit with me for a cup of English tea? Very twee, very me, any sunny morning. What a pleasure it would be, chatting so delightfully. Nanny bakes fairy cakes every Sunday morning. Miles and miles of English garden stretching past the Sunday morning. Miles and miles of English garden stretching past the willow tree. Lines of hollyhocks and roses. Listen most attentively. As a rule, the church bells chime when it's almost supper time. Nanny bakes fairy cakes on a Sunday morning. Far away and long ago,
Yes, Far Away and Long Ago. That's from the DBs off of their record, Falling Off the Sky. I don't think any of my listeners would like to fall off the sky. I don't know, maybe some of you do skydiving though, who knows. Before that, we heard a track called English Garden. That was from Paul McCartney off of his record, Chaos and Creation in the Backyard. And then we heard from Benji Hughes, the Girl in the Tower off of A Love Extreme. It was a double record and it was off record two. A Love Extreme, Benji Hughes. All right, now I'm going to play something a little different here. And it's just a snippet. In fact, I think I'm going to put it on now just so I've got the context as we're going along here. This would be from Bob Newhart. Now, this is a fictional conversation he has with Sir Walter Raleigh, who is credited with discovering tobacco in the Americas, and hey, it's one of the products that could have a bright future. And Bob Newhart does this conceit of a telephone conversation where you only get to hear his side, the patron in England, listening to this crazy phone call, yeah, from Sir Walter Raleigh about buying 80 tons of leaves and how it was going to be great and so forth and how ridiculous it was. Now, the reason I'm playing this, the reason that this is sort of setting up the next set of songs, is I'm going to play you something from Word Burglar, who's become a recent favorite of mine. He's a Halifax rapper, lives in Toronto these days, and he's got this song. And what he does as a writer is he gives you a phone conversation, just like Bob Newhart. So it's a technique that gets used from time to time. But if I give you that context so that you realize when you're listening to the song that, oh, that's what that is, you're in and you understand what's going on. So he's talking to a friend about their days when they were younger and they spent all their time at the video arcade and so forth. And you remember that guy, your friend's brother, and they start describing this person. And in a way, kind of a generic description of a Canadian of a certain time and age. So I just thought if I played this Bob Newhart thing that you would get the idea, this idea of having an imaginary phone call as a writer's conceit for constructing a song, or in Bob Newhart's case, a comedy bit. Yeah, it works. So anyway, I'm going to play you Word Burglar, and then I'm going to play you something from Buck 65, because sonically, well, A, they're both rappers, I guess, from Halifax, my two favorite rappers, and really they don't kind of fit well within the boundaries of the genre, because they do things that are unusual. But sonically, their two songs are very similar, and I happen to know that Word Burglar really likes Buck 65, which would be no surprise, because he must have been somebody that younger rappers could sort of aspire to in the maritime scene, in the Halifax, Nova Scotia scene. So anyway, enough of Bob Newhart. Let's get on to Word Burglar here on Ear Candy. This one here is called My Friend's Brother.
I remember he used to hang outside the AAA with that kid with the mohawk, right? They'd play Altered Beast all day at that arcade machine. Yeah, you can never play. It sucked. No, yeah, man. No, I think his mom was like a hairstylist for Frozen Ghost. Yeah, weird. Yo, your friend's brother. Yeah. Yo, what happened to that guy? He had a brush cut and a rat tail, right earring and true to form, a beret and a Bones t-shirt with his uniform, shorts in the winter, Walkman in palm, smoking Des Mauriers he stole from your mom. And if you ever happened, you know, to go to his house, he had Transformers in packages, but wouldn't take them out. He knew more dirty swears than a Dartmouth sailor, and was the only kid I knew who liked the Hartford Whalers. Obsessed with Star Wars, Star Treks and Gundams, new aliens, weird names and where they come from, like Snaggletooth, that guy in the red suit. Nah, he was a snivy named Tequila. Yes, dude, he could grow a mustache early in life, which probably abetted his descent into vice. And we used to pay him to rent restricted movies like Predator and anything with ninjas or boobies. Whatever happened to your friend's brother? Dude, I haven't seen him since like grade 10 summer. He used to drink too much pop and get a stutter. Come on, man, you remember your friend's brother? Yo, man, your friend's brother, he used to beat us up when we were way younger. He'd go around quoting Blade Runner and own tropical plants that made rubber. Remember, I think he dated that girl who worked at the Bowlerama, remember? She always, like, smelled like Glade plug-ins. She was really into Sailor Moon. It was strange. He had rookie cards of Lemieux and Gretzky. Worked at Zeller's, got a discount on Pepsi. Where he'd steal He-Man's, gave me an Orko. Could beat Super Mario 1 without the World Zone. Video game cheats, he was a pioneer. Had a Japanese Nintendo, it looked kinda weird. Like his cousin Kevin, who'd eat joints. Got a skateboard for saving popsicle beat points. I don't care who you are, that takes a lot of popsicle sticks. He'd see people eating popsicles and follow them and shit. Pick them out of the garbage, dude didn't care. Used to wear a necklace with the tooth of a bear. And he claimed it gave him powers over women and pets. Loved comic art, Stuart Immonen's best. But as much as we all knew this stuff about him, nobody ever really knew much about him. Honestly, what happened to your friend's brother? I know he had a bike he'd call Red Thunder. Spent hundreds on comics with mint covers. And I don't think he knew grammar, always said funner. Yo, you remember your friend's brother? The windows in his house, they all have bent shutters. For some reason, he'd resent puffers. Yo, everyone remembers your friend's brother.
That wise older brother, that mime older brother. Still that wise older brother, that mime older brother. That wise older brother, that mime older brother. Still.
These days, where is he? Well, nobody knows for sure. Hardly any remember, but there's a few connoisseurs who came before me, tried to do research, find out how much of his rep had been besmirched. We jog the memory, fondly reflect, but most recollections are foggy at best. Conflicting theories, rumors and hearsay, some think he wasn't even real. Weird, eh? And there's whispers he got a job in CGI after spending some time as a squeegee guy in PEI or the South Pacific. I don't really know about the specifics, they're cryptic. And seeing Russell Bones, maybe some things are better left unknown. Just ghosts from the past, sent to slumber. From simpler times and a sense of wonder. Whatever happened to your friend's brother? I haven't seen him since like grade 10 summer. He used to drink too much pop and get a stutter. Yo, what happened to your friend's brother? Come on, man, your friend's brother? Yo, he played Tommy Lasorda baseball a lot.
Light fixture. I listen to the oldie station, half asleep and kind of smoky. Girl in the
That is the Golden Age from the Asteroids Galaxy Tour off a record called Fruit. And before that, we heard a track called Soar, Buck 65, off of his amazing record called Talkin' Honky Blues, issued way back in 2003. And we heard a track called Your Friend's Brother. You know, Your Friend's Brother. You know, when we were kids, he always used to hang around. Anyway, from the Word Burglar. Word Burglar, yes, indeed. Not quite sure which of his records that one's from. But if you like Word Burglar, I've been featuring him here the last few episodes of Ear Candy. So you're getting a feel for his musicality. I was saying to my son, we were just chit-chatting about music, my oldest son. I said, one of the criticisms that you would get for rap or hip-hop is, you know, the drums are these programmed beats, but often they don't have lift and fall. They don't have that human element. They're always in your face and they don't lift or fall the way that more rhythmic rock or pop drumming. But the thing I noticed about Word Burglar is that a lot of his songs, in fact, do have that feel. It's a classical songwriter in the sense of the 60s and 70s pop tradition, rock tradition. He's got that feel to a lot of his songs. So in that respect, he also departs from hip-hop tradition. So Keith Richards, if you're out there listening, and I know you are, take that, bud. Let's just keep the show going. It's Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor, and I hope I'm making your day a little bit brighter, wherever you are. This one here is going to be called All Night. It's from a record called Welcome to Jam Rock, which would be short for Jamaica Rock, which would be, I don't know, a made-up word for reggae, I think. This is one of Bob Marley's progeny. This one is from Damien Jr. Gong Marley here on Ear Candy.
Wants my loving all night. Tracks be buried in the sea.
Yeah, that one's called Ace from Paging Mr. Proust. And before that, we had a similarly rambling kind of freeform musical thing called Ships with Sails. And you're probably thinking, my God, that sounds an awful lot like The Doors. Guess what? It was The Doors, just without Jim Morrison. And I think that was Ray Manzarek handling the lead vocals. Of course, Jim and Ray no longer around. Yeah, you know, getting to be that sort of thing with popular music. A lot of the giants of the field have left the building. Got thinking about Star Trek. The original show is airing on Space, I think it is. So I was watching those episodes. And of course, any fan of that original series knows that if you had a red shirt on and you got beamed down, dead man. And I was thinking, hey, same thing with anyone who was called the Fifth Beatle too, right? Probably didn't work out too well for some of those fellows. I'm rambling, and before that we heard All Night, Damian Marley. Always surprises me. I put on his little link to his website when I put it on the Ear Candy Facebook page, and, you know, 5 million likes come up. Wow. Had no idea. All right. We have a couple of minutes before the Ear Candy's done. Join me every Thursday between 4 and 5. I'd love to entertain you for a little while, lighten your load, play you some neat tunes, and we'll just probably find something to fade out here for the last couple of minutes until new bright programming hits the airwaves here. I'm going to play a little bit of Steve Earle's I Feel All Right. We'll get a couple of minutes on. So come back next week. See me again. The show's Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. Have a good week.
Bomb my papa's son wandering out a smoking gun. Now some of you would live through me and lock me up and throw away the key, or just find a place to hide away and hope that I'll just go away. But I feel alright, I feel alright tonight. I feel alright, I feel alright tonight. And I bring you precious contraband and ancient tales from distant lands. Conquerors and concubines and conjurers from darker times. A betrayal and conspiracy, sacrilege and heresy. I feel alright, I feel alright tonight.